This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. American Prairie's permit to graze its bison on federal land has been revoked by the Bureau of Land Management. American Prairie, a nonprofit conservation group, will lose its right to graze bison on 7 plots of land in Phillips County, Montana. American Prairie has sought to reintroduce bison to parts of Montana, managing more than 500,000 acres of ranch land in the state and owning about 167,000 acres. The nonprofit organization has 940 head of bison across 46,000 acres and a mission to create one of the largest nature preserves in the country. American Prairie has grazed bison using federal leases for 20 years, since 2005. They stand to lose at least 63,000 acres of land they were leasing to graze bison. The organization is also concerned about impacts to other livestock owners with federal leases for grazing. American Prairie CEO Allison Fox said, "Our organization and conservation model remain resilient, but that does not negate the fact that this creates uncertainty for all livestock owners who depend on public land for grazing. We have followed the law, complied with every requirement, and prioritized transparency at every step." Opponents of American Prairie's bison operations say that the Taylor Grazing Act, a piece of agricultural legislation from 1934, does not allow for conservation grazing, which is essentially grazing that is done for multiple purposes, including ecological benefit. The act does not define what animals can be grazed. The Interior Department's argument in the decision rests on two words that are not defined in the act: livestock and domestic. Two other federal laws cited in the decision, the Federal Land Policy and Management Act and the Public Rangeland Improvement Act, don't define the terms either. But in the recent BLM decision to revoke American Prairie's grazing permits for bison, the decision says that the term stock is tied to commerce and domestic is the opposite of wild. American Prairie has insisted that there's nothing in those laws preventing grazing by conservation herds. American Prairie and other related challenges has successfully shown that bison and cattle are treated the same in animal management units, a term for the amount of grazing land a stock animal requires. They've shown that they qualify as a stock owner and that they are engaged in the livestock business, and they have sanctioned bison hunts as well. American Prairie CEO Allison Fox said, "Our bison herd has supported food security, improved rangeland health, and created valuable opportunities for local nonprofits, which include veterans associations, youth organizations, and local sportsmen's chapters. Those benefits should matter. Instead, we're seeing a departure from consistent application of the law that puts producers and working lands at risk." American Prairie has 15 days from receiving the decision to file an appeal. The organization said, "American Prairie is reviewing the decision and determining its course of action and will continue to advocate for a public lands grazing system that is lawful, predictable, and applied equally." A Bozeman man has been elected to the 5-member board of directors of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, which has a branch in Helena, Montana's capital city. The Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis is one of 12 regional reserve banks that, with the Board of Governors in Washington, D.C., make up the Federal Reserve System, the nation's central bank. The Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis participates in setting national monetary policy, supervises numerous banking organizations, and provides a variety of payment services to financial institutions and the U.S. government. Each branch of a Federal Reserve Bank has its own board of directors. Located in Helena, Montana, the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis's only branch has a 5-member board. Its members share their perspectives on economic conditions with bank leadership, and they also serve as liaisons between the Fed and their communities. The Helena branch board of directors welcomed new member Chris Dahl for a 3-year term effective January 1st. Chris Dahl is co-founder and chief revenue officer of Foundant Technologies in Bozeman, Montana. He served as the president and CEO until December 2024 and transitioned to chief revenue officer following a merger. He has a background in software development. Dahl has a master's degree in computer science from Montana State University and a bachelor's degree from Stanford. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.